First, I'd like to welcome our arts and managing editor, Martina Castro, who is going to help me take you on a tour of the Bay Area through our ears.
That's right. And we'll start in the backwoods of Marin County. There, the National Park Service is thinking about turning a former bohemian hideaway into an historic landmark.
Known as Druid Heights, this remote corner of Marin once attracted celebrities and big personalities. Alan Watts, the famous philosopher who helped introduce Buddhism to Western culture, died there.
There was a young prince by the name of Gautama Siddhartha who became the man we call the Buddha.
Poet Gary Snyder lived there.
The world's like an endless four-dimensional game of Go. Ants and pebbles in the thin loam, each rock a word, a creek-washed stone, granite.
And so did Margot St. James, a feminist who fought for prostitutes' rights.
But the man who was the real force behind Druid Heights remains mostly anonymous. KALW's Judy Silber brings us the story of that man and the magical getaway he created.
National Park Service spokesperson Alexandra Pikovet grimaces as we bump down an unmarked, steep, dirt road.
I really dislike this road. And I've lived in really backcountry areas, and I still really dislike this road.
We're lucky. It's a clear day. In the rain, Pikovet refuses to drive this road, which is the only access to a property fancifully dubbed Druid Heights.
We're going to walk a ways and through mud and gunk to get there.
We're not too far from Muir Woods National Monument. The federal government owns this land, too, but it's not listed on any map. Pikovet and I walk beneath towering eucalyptus trees and Monterey pine. In the distance, we see amber rolling hills unspotted by development. After crossing a grass meadow, we reach an abandoned house. Its long, swooping roof reminds me of a Chinese dragon boat. The inside reminds me of different creatures.
The new inhabitants of this house have four legs and long tails. There's lots of mouse droppings here. But what we've just walked into is the bath and shower. This bath and shower has bright orange tiles throughout, and the woodwork is really uniquely done.
The architect of this house was Roger Summers, a white-haired, white-bearded man with an irrepressible appetite for life. In the mid-1950s, he convinced gay poetess Elsa Gidlow to buy the property, 5 acres for $10,000. She named the place. He fixed it up. But he often cared more for design than building codes. In this house, large panes of glass tenuously support the roof. In the center of the main room, there's a table, sunk about 4 feet into the ground.
It is actually down almost at floor level, so that when you sit at the dining table, really only the upper part of your back and your head would be visible to someone from outside of the building, because you're down inside a pit.
It's odd, for sure. But thanks to Summer's eccentricities, this house and the rest of Druid Heights was a hub of Bay Area cultural, spiritual, and artistic exploration. Parties, poetry readings, and jam sessions included some of the Bay Area's most celebrated intellectuals, musicians, and artists. Beat inspiration Kenneth Rexroth held court at the Sunken Table, engaged in animated late-night discussions.
Lying under the stars in the summer night late while the autumn constellations climb the sky.
Poet Gary Snyder lived on the grounds for a year.
Half asleep on the cold grass, night rain flicking the maples.
And rumors have it that Allen Ginsberg, Tom Robbins, and Lily Tomlin all hung out.
To me, the term sexual freedom meant freedom from having to have sex. And then along came Good Vibrations.
Druid Heights connotes an air of mystery and awe in the redwoods on the mountain.
Colin Farish arrived at Druid Heights in 1995, long after its heyday.
And I think it just helped people relax and feel safe up there to be themselves and Roger encouraged that at every turn.
Summers told him many stories, most of which he won't divulge, but he told me some.
They used to host the most amazing parties after these bohemian poetry readings in North Beach. Everybody would converge on the mountain, and the stories are legendary of they were riding horses naked in the moonlight and playing music all night long, and the jazz clubs would let out, and Dizzy Gillespie and all kinds of fantastic musicians would continue the party up at Rogers.
Jam sessions would last late into the night, with Summers on his saxophone or congas.
He had a huge curvilinear closet filled with costumes and outrageous outfits. And nothing quite gets a party going like a wild white beard maniac playing drums and flirting with women, all the women, with so much energy, just kind of made everybody else pale in comparison.
Philosopher Alan Watts recorded an album called This Is It in 1962.
And then he begins to stand aside from the one that looks and criticizes and criticizes that, and so on and so on and so on.
The recording, which features Roger Summers and other friends, contrasts with Watts' more serious radio broadcast about Zen Buddhism.
Now, the word Buddha is not a proper name, it's a title.
Ed Stiles is one of the few remaining residents at Druid Heights, and he says Watts could be found on the property carrying a large wizard-like staff in the woods or spouting dirty limericks at parties.
Roger was far and away the most playful adult I've ever known, and Alan had that streak in him, too. Perhaps that's how they were friends.
Stiles is a woodworker, like Summers, and the two met back in 1961 when Stiles was 22. He moved in 4 years later.
I was having more fun than I think I'd ever had in my life, probably. It was unpredictable. It was sporadic. You just never knew what you'd find.
The Eagles, the Steve Miller Band, and the Doobie Brothers all played at Druid Heights. Summers also built a touring bus for Neil Young. In true Summers style, it was an elaborate piece of art. In the 70s, Stiles tells me, more hardcore drugs came to Druid Heights, and that caused a schism in the community. Eventually, that element left. Through many of the years that followed, the property remained an unpredictable alternative scene, until Summers passed away in 2001. He was in his hot tub.
We're standing in front of the building that was sort of, in my opinion anyway, the core of this place back in the 60s. My shop, Roger's shop, which was an old original section off to the left there, and this was a music room, and over there became somebody else's residence, and downstairs was the jazz workshop.
Ed Stiles and I push aside overgrown brush to find the entrance.
This is Roger's lair and where he would be. So it has his spirit in it, and I can see that, but everything else is, you know, the equipment is gone for the most part. The roofs are deteriorated, the floors are sagging, and the whole place is coming down fairly quickly.
In 2006, the Park Service kicked everyone off Druid Heights except those with life estates and their tenants. What remains are memories and buildings crumbling back to the ground.
And this particular building is, unfortunately, getting a little late. So I think we'll probably lose it eventually before too much longer. But it's the end of an era, certainly.
Those who knew Roger Summers say it's a fitting end for his legacy. He lived life as an improvisation. And with improv, once the music is played, it's gone forever. From Druid Heights near Muir Woods in Marin, I'm Judy Silber for Cross Currents.